Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Episode 14.
Woohoo! 14! Wow.
We're teenagers.
Oh, we are.
We're in the throes of adolescence.
We have grown up so fast. Wow.
And we're still confused. Thankfully, we don't have zits anymore in real life.
No, I still do. I landed in Bombay and on the second day, I popped a zit.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, this is what happens when you land in muggy Bombay.
And when you host a podcast, you share it with everybody. Yes.
That is true. But nevertheless, it's great that the brother-sister duo get to spend time together and do this show face-to-face.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're also spending quite a bit of quality time together despite having varied social lives and professional stuff to do. But spa day was fun. And we went and saw Captain America.
Yeah, that was great. I recommend that film to everyone.
I actually watched it for the second time because I love action movies and superheroes.
She's just Chris Evans and Robert
no,
Downey
no,
Jr.
No, Chris Evans is too blonde for me.
Oh, sorry. Mark Ruffalo.
No.
Oh, Grenier.
Hawkeye.
Renner.
Renner.
That's
Jeremy.
Jeremy Renner.
And Thor.
And Thor, of course. Even I like Thor.
Yeah. No, I really, really have a thing for superhero movies because of my superpowers. Do you have a superpower?
Do I have a superpower? I wouldn't know, actually.
Who knows then? As I'm totally walking into this one.
I don't know. Ask the ladies.
My superpowers are totally different. My superpowers are, for instance, I can...
calculate very fast.
No, nothing like that. I can tell when a room has mold in it.
Wow, look at you. Excellent.
I can find any sharp furniture in anybody's house by walking straight into it.
Wow, that's a rare, rare gift you have there.
And the other one I have is to attract all the mosquitoes so that the whole
room... No, that's my gift, actually. They love me.
They love me more. The competition, I can clear out the room. All the mosquitoes come to me. And Prem, of course, gets all the girls. Not that I want any of the girls. But it's just amusing for us to go out together because people are wondering who I am with him. And I get all these like side eyes and...
Really?
Yeah, really dirty looks. Like, how did she end up with him? And then Prem tells them, oh, she's my sister. And suddenly it's all smiles. Oh, how nice to meet you. Oh my God. I didn't even know he had a sister.
Really?
All fake nonsense.
Wow, I had no idea.
Anyway, on to the show. We've got a guest this time. It's somebody very cool. Her name is Priyal. Priyal is going to talk to us about online dating via social media.
I'm really glad that she's on the show, and I feel that we're going to learn a lot from her.
Stay tuned. Right after this break, we're going to have Priyal on here.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
So we're back, and on this episode, as promised, we have our lovely guest, Priyal. Priyal is somebody I've known for many years, and I'm very happy to have her on here because she is one pataka online and in real life, and we're very, very honored that she's going to weigh in on some of the nuances and ins and outs of online dating.
Love.
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 And.
Deodorant.
And Priyal is significantly younger than me, so I feel like she's more in tune with what's actually happening, even in a way that Prem is not. Prem, are you?
Everybody's younger than you, Rogue.
Oh, burn! Thank you for that.
It's a very exciting show, and we're very happy to have Priyal with us. And I'm going to let Rogue take it away.
I was taking it, and
you
took
were.
It.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You took it away
Please
from
continue.
Me. Thank you. On that note, it's time to introduce our guest.
Hi, first of all, I am really honored that you even thought to put me here.
No, it's our privilege to have you on the LSD cast. Thank you so much for coming by. The question we've got today is a follow-up to last week's episode. We talked about dating 101, how to do dating with Avni the Love Doctor. And the follow-up question we got from Bharat was, what about other media like Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat? So Bharat has been recently divorced and his girlfriend, a friend who's a girl, not his girlfriend, told him he's doing dating all wrong. Shadi and Bharat Matrimony and all these places are not where you look for your life partner. What you do now is DM people on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. We raised our eyebrows and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let an expert take this away.
I absolutely agree with you because when you say it like that, it actually sounds so invasive. Like if you open that portal for like a dating angle, they'll go crazy on Twitter, Instagram. Imagine you keep getting direct messages and it'll go to the same thing where Tinder is going to. So what do you think about that, Priyal?
So to get back to the question, so some background, I've been on Twitter since about 2008 and social media, but because it's part of my job, I have to keep track of it and be on it for professional and personal reasons. So to answer your question, first of all, while Tinder, Match, Shadi, whatever is always focused towards one thing, the thing is Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram are not focused towards dating. They are focused to finding people of mutual interest through a certain medium. For example, Twitter is more of like a conversation platform where people can talk about knitting to politics to, you know, Sunny Leone for all I care.
And brunch, and, because that's how Priyal and I met.
Yeah, and brunch. And eventually through something which is a connecting factor, whether it's a person or an interest, you tend to meet up, maybe, or take it forward. Snapchat is for frivolous stuff and, you know, people send things to each other like dick pics also, but then actually that's not what it's meant for. And Instagram is like purely pictures. So to answer your question for Bharat especially, if you approach it as a dating medium, no one is going to, you know, get with you, very honestly, because it's very repulsive.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Priyal. It is repulsive. Like, it's not the right platform to conduct, like, you'll come across as such a perv.
So I get messages that say hi, and, you know, I've turned off DM for people I don't know. But have you gotten messages like that, like trying to scope you out?
I have turned off my DM for people I don't know at all. I don't entertain that. I think DM is quite personal. But yeah, I have got a marriage proposal a week ago, and it went really viral because people thought it was so funny. It was a random guy from somewhere in the south who said he has some 5.5 hectares of land and one scooter.
No cows? What?
And some other guy found a screenshot of him saying the same thing to Bipasha Basu a few years ago, where the hectares of land were a little larger. So, you know, they just... maybe not a good fit for me, you know, like, and everybody was just tripping over stuff. And I felt a little bad because the guy was kind of like, I thought he was really innocent. And then he sent a picture of me, which, you know, was my display picture as his phone wallpaper, like a screenshot.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, guys, this is not how you do it, even if you're sincere.
But Priyal, that speaks volumes. Yeah, I believe Bipasha just got married, so you were next in line in this guy's eye.
Bipasha's gone, Priyal's next.
Also, Bipasha's really hot, so I'm just going to be
a
little honored. Oh, Priyal,
come on, don't fish now, everybody.
Hey.
But do you think Twitter works, like, as a dating medium, say, if somebody's not act, like, I don't know, if you think somebody's cute on their DP, like, what do you do?
So here's the thing with Twitter, while you shouldn't approach it as a dating medium, there is no harm or there are no rule which says you can't date people via Twitter. In fact, there are stories of people who met, who got married, and I met their life partners there. You know, as Rihanna says, we found love in a hopeless place. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much sums up what happens. What the thing with Twitter is, what I would suggest is that, you know, treat it as a medium of meeting interesting people. And if one of the interesting people also seems like someone you want to, you know, maybe go out with, there is no rule in saying you can't take that ahead. Mm-hmm. So about the thing about the cute DP, you know, I mean, it's just simple girl common sense. I mean, from a girl's perspective, of course, you need to make sure the person is real. And I think that applies for the guy also. Mm-hmm. The simplest way is that, you know, if it's somebody on your network, now a lot of Twitter people are connected to each other on Facebook. Just a simple Facebook search, or, you know, it sometimes appears directly. You will know that that person is real. It's not about knowing whether they are hot or not hot, because my idea of hot and your idea of hot is completely separate, you know.
Yeah, thank goodness, right?
Yeah. So all you really need to do is know they're a real person. So even if you see the DP and all, well, I would really urge people not to be too shallow about it, because the, you know, you don't look like the picture you put up on your WhatsApp DP, so why should the other person do? So all you need to do is just verify the you know, the reality. If the guy says he works for, you know, an so-and-so FMCG, do you have friends who work there? Is it a real person? All you need to do as a girl is to ensure the guy is not fake and creepy.
Right.
And as a guy, you want to ensure that, yeah, you know, that is a real girl and not a guy at the back who's disguising himself as a girl.
Yeah, that's not some it. Old fat German drinking beer in his underwear, pretending to be like a pretty girl. Although I have to say, beware of the really cute DPs, because after the break, we'll tell you about, I'll tell you about something that happened to me. But the really, really cute DP is also a tip off that maybe this is a stock photo and not a real person.
Yeah, I believe that. That could that happens with girls as well on the dating apps.
Yeah.
But coming back to what Priyal said, I agree, because once you're on a social platform like Twitter or Instagram, it's important to create that rapport, to have that interaction, and not think of it as someone who's going to get into your pants, because that's not the right place for it. But you genuinely like someone's viewpoints, the picture you find interesting, it could lead to something, but that's not what your frame of mind should be in the first place.
So, Bharat, yeah, basically, this may not be the best approach. But Priyal, tell us, have you ever dated somebody you've met on Twitter?
Yeah, I have. I have met some wonderful guys off Twitter, but, you know, I mean, you never meet them saying, hey, let's go out on a date. You just meet over something which is a common interest or catching up. And then you realize maybe it has romantic overtones, and then you take it forward. Okay. The first time should ideally not be because, oh, you know, you guys were like totally hitting it off. I mean, there are these little undercurrents, which, I mean, as a woman and as a guy, I'm sure you also sense. But the first time is always a slightly more casual approach.
Okay, so basically, I think what we're trying to say, Bharat, is don't look at these places as dating sites, but definitely look for connections, and don't be shy about meeting somebody in real life if you think that you have a connection, right?
Yep, and you know, even if you meet people, you know, even from the same sex and all, like hang out as buddies and everything, sometimes they have friends, you know, that also happens, because you get introduced by a common friend, and, you know, find your own girl gang and find your own, you know, boys thing and get into a group if that's what it's about. So just don't restrict your view about these things, because they can be anything you would like to be, provided you have an open mind.
That's right, guys. You heard it first on LSD from Priyal herself.
Oh, and if you want to talk to Priyal, you can find her on Twitter, of course.
I am on Twitter. My handle is my name. That is Priyal. And you can just tweet to me whatever you like, and I'll be happy to answer them. And if you're not creepy, I can also answer in DM, no issues, because if it's personal, I get it. People are weird to talk about it. I'm also on Snapchat at Priyal270. So if you want to do that as well, that's also cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Priyal. We will be back after the short break.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook, and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
There, did you learn something from that?
Yes, I did. And once again, Priyal, thank you so much for being on the show and being so candid. I really, really appreciated that.
Totally. So we now have another question, which goes like really deep, from a girl called Indira.
Sex.
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 Indira. This is, it's such a complicated situation. Indira writes in, she wrote to me and she said, how do I tell my partner that after a long day, when he wants to get
jiggy with it,
jiggy with it, and we're getting intimate. I have no problem going down on him, but things down there are really sweaty.
Oh my God, yikes.
And I've mentioned showers before, but he says it kills the mood and got really offended and said, what is the point of being spontaneous after work when I'm like looking forward to spending time with you if I have to go take a cold shower first? How do you think I should play this?
I think one simple way is that she should just invite him to the shower.
Doesn't that seem really like it would be staged? Like if she's waiting in the shower for him every day after he gets back from work, that's going to be kind of weird.
So it's kind of off-putting, don't you think? Like the sweat and then the smell, the taste. Ugh, that's
salty.
Awful. Yeah, exactly.
You know, sweat is a very interesting thing because like there are, you know, there are studies that show that people like each other based on actually the smell of sweat.
It's sweat, you know, pheromones.
Yeah, and there are people that you would never get with because of the way their sweat smells.
Yes, exactly. So clearly she has an issue with his sweat. So if she does, then she has to bring it up because...
this sounds like a bad
conversation.
I'm
sorry, but yeah, there's no way to have...
I feel real empathy for her. Have you ever had anything like that happen? Like somebody state a preference about where you should... do stuff or what you need to do beforehand?
I actually have a very funny incident. So there was, women do. Well, you work out a lot, so you sweat a lot down there. So there's creams that keep all the, bacteria and things away. Yeah. So I'd used this ointment and I had this girl come over. I'd forgotten about it. And one thing led to the other. And she looked up and she had this real bizarre looking expression on her face. And I was like, what? And she goes, what is that?
No.
I'm like, oh, I burst out laughing. It was so funny.
So, that's horrible. She ingested that.
Yeah, she did. So obviously I apologize. I went and washed up and then things are fine. So if there was an issue as far as like sweat is concerned or something, I would definitely give in to take a shower and why not and be fresh and smell good.
Well, I can understand the whole, like, you know, it'll dampen the mood and the spontaneity. But if somebody said that to me, I would be so self-conscious. Like, I wouldn't even be in the mood ever again. I would be like,
really?
I'm going straight to the shower. Hello, honey. Shower time. Okay, then come out. Because it would make me really self-conscious to be like, my partner thinks there's something wrong, doesn't like something about me. It's turning her off or him off.
Just simple paranoia. I mean, like, So that's the other end of the spectrum, so to speak. But I think clearly what she needs to do is that she just needs to talk it out. And it's the same. It always, every show we talk about this. If he really likes her, he's obviously going to make amends for that.
Yeah. I mean, he might resist initially because obviously you've had one experience where he brushed it off. And
you know what? It's nothing else except just pride and ego. So once that's set aside, I think he will realize...
Yeah.
The point that she's trying to make.
And if you, Indira, tell him like, you know, sure, he's in the mood, but once you get there, your mood is just switched off. If he wants to keep the mood going mutually, then there is only one thing to do. I mean, maybe he doesn't have to take a full shower. Like, I'm sure there are workarounds. Horse bath, isn't that what it's called? Where you take a towel and just, you know,
wipe
clean
yourself.
Up.
Yeah,
wet
you could
towel,
do that. Just,
sponge, powder. Powder is toxic. Don't put powder.
Yeah, I think just a quick in and out of the shower should be just fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and guys are fast that way. They're just like in and out.
Girls can be really fast in the shower too.
There you go. You heard it.
All right. We are going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hi. This is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
So we have returned after this lovely break where sister and brother duo were having some amazing coffee, which I really like actually. And as you know, all the listeners out there can actually win this lovely hamper. So you must tune in and...
It's not really a hamper, but it's a hell of a lot of coffee and it will stand you in good stead. It's yummy.
There you go. So we were just going to address a topic with Rogue, and it's actually online dating gone rogue.
Oh yeah, this actually is a segue from Priyal's segment with us about finding people interesting on social media. So I wanted to share a cautionary tale about someone who started to converse with me on Twitter. It was very interesting, had an interesting profile and a really cute picture. That's what I was actually referring to when I said, you know, beware of the cute picture. And he DM'd me and it was very interesting. But basically what happened is he wanted to move off of Twitter and do like a chat. And I said, okay, WhatsApp. And he wouldn't do WhatsApp, which I later figured out was a warning signal because he wanted to be on Kick. Kick, I don't know if you know this,
no.
Is a messenger service that doesn't need your phone number.
Oh.
So you're sort of untraceable. It's not like WhatsApp or, you know, a FaceTime or something.
Right.
There's no email address and there's no phone number. So you can be pretty anonymous. So that was a little bit of a tip off. And then he had like a pseudonym on Twitter. I asked him his real name. He told me. And then I asked him what he does, obviously. And being who I am, I Googled it, looked on LinkedIn, looked on Facebook, couldn't find it. Then I did an image search for his profile photo. It was a stock image photo. That was the picture of some model.
Really? Wow.
So by this time, like and he was still, you know, messaging me. And I was by this time just really laughing. Because I knew the game was up, even though he didn't know the game was up. This was clearly a fake profile. And sure enough, within like a couple of days of the Kick stuff, if I started to ask questions, he would back off and it'd be like, oh, no, you know, I actually have shifted. I'm not working at this company anymore. He said he was the vice president of something at Porsche. That is really daft because
yes.
Porsche has all its employees listed.
Correct.
If you're the vice president, you are a high profile person.
Right.
Then he made it to, no, actually, I'm like, a dealership and we've got many.
No, I'm like the mechanic.
Yeah. Whatever he was, as soon as I found out this picture was a stock image, and you know, by then I was just needling him. I was just having fun trying to poke holes in his theory while amusing myself. And then finally, you know, he basically was like, will you send me a picture of your boobs?
Really?
I was like, yes, block, delete. So I told him, you know, the game is up and don't ever talk to me again. I'm going to tell people about you. So his profile disappeared. But this is the other tip off. Ladies, check out their timelines, right? If they're only talking to girls, there's something wrong here.
Mm.
He was only talking to girls. And then I started to find some of the girls he'd been talking to before still had that same picture with a different name, a different handle, talking to them. So they hadn't figured it out yet. So just be a little careful when somebody DMs you and seems really like too good to be true because...
then it is too good to be true.
Exactly. And he's definitely not the vice president of whatever at Porsche. That's easy to check.
So ladies, all you ladies out there, be a little smart, do some research, and you'll save yourself a lot of time and energy.
And heartache. Yeah.
And heartache.
Because on another show, we will tell you about guys who actually dupe women into...
What? Guys do that? Oh my God. Naughty, naughty guys out there.
Sick,
how dare you?
Sick guys out there. All right, that's enough for this show. Have a good week, everybody. We will catch you next Sunday.
Absolutely. Very, very soon.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonologue production.